I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden exchange words as both are in Iowa today. AP Sagar-Magani with more.
As he walked out of the Oval Office before flying to Iowa, the president launched a series of schoolyard taunts.
Joe Biden is a dummy.
Also, a loser. The flurry came after Biden all but goaded the president into responding by releasing an advanced text of the speech he later gave in Iowa with insults of his own.
I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
Biden's trying to separate himself from a packed Democratic field. A win in next year's Iowa caucuses would make him the clear frontrunner. Sagar Magani at the White House.
House Democrats pass a resolution allowing committee and leaders to bypass a floor vote and send subpoenas directly to civil court. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says the Trump administration has refused to work with Congress on a number of issues.
The hurricanes in Puerto Rico. The White House has produced nothing. Security clearance abuses. The White House has produced nothing. Efforts to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. The White House has produced nothing.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the resolution concentrates House power with a select few.
Democrats say we're on a constitutional crisis, and they're right. But not because of Attorney General Barr. The true constitutional crisis is this. When Democrats can't win, they change the rules.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her party members need answers on the questions left unanswered by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Trump-Russia report. This is AP Radio News. Comedian Jon Stewart takes Congress to task over the lack of action to add more funds to a special program helping 9/11 rescuers.
Stewart was not joking before the House Judiciary Committee.
I'm angry, and you should be too.
Stewart wants to see money never run out for a victims' compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks. First responders and their families were there.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress.
Stewart says it's shameful.
It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson told Stewart not to worry.
If it is any comfort to you all, we know this bill is going to pass with a overwhelming landslide majority of the House.
John Stewart was unconvinced, asking why this process is hard and takes so long. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a new law meant to allow children to run lemonade stands without fear of being shut down by police. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.